Okay, we'll start again the Mishnah, middle of the page, just quickly because we learned the last time. A man comes over to a lady and says, "Iskachili b'kayzer shel yayin." The guy gives a cup of wine. He gives a cup. He says to the woman, "Okay, become mekudeshes to me with this cup of wine." V'nimsa shel dvash, and ends up to be from honey, or he says dvash and it ends up to be wine. V'dinazer shel kesef, he gives her a dinar of silver. He says it's silver. V'nimsa shel zav, and it ends up to be gold. Or Shalzav, he says, is gold. V'nimtza shalkasa, it ends up to be silver. Amenasha and the Asha, v'nimtza ani, and the condition I'm rich, and he ends up to be poor. Or ani, v'nimtza Asha, he says, on the condition I'm poor, and he ends up being rich. In all these cases, ainu mekudeshes. Okay, so the Tanakama, the Chachamim hold, that any time you trick the woman, so to speak, you tell her it's gold, it's silver, you tell her it's silver, it's gold, you tell her it's wine, it's honey, even though one's worth more than the next, in all these cases, the fact that you did not keep what you said it was, it's not a valid kedushin. Why not? Because a woman wants what she thought she's getting, and you're not giving what she thought she's getting. So therefore, it's not a valid kedushin. The Pshimin Emet of Pshimin argues, and the Gemara is going to explain the Pshimin's opinion. Im hitel b'shvach, if he tricked her for the better. I mean, according to Rav Shimon, meanwhile, we'll see later in the Gemara, but meanwhile, if he says, I'm on the condition I'm poor, and he ends up rich, or he gives her silver and ends up to be gold, where the mistake is better, so then it is a valid Kedushin. Okay? So this is the machlekes between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon. Chachamim hold, anytime you trick the woman, you don't give her what you're telling her, you're giving her, it's not a valid Kedushin, whether it's better or worse. Rav Shimon says, if it's better, it's a good kedush.
What if he made a mistake in doing so?
What do you mean he made a mistake?
He thought it's actually silver, but it's really gold. You know, whatever.
It doesn't matter. The pearl, she thought she was getting silver, or gold, or whatever it is. Okay, this is where we're up to. So now the Gemara says, tell the Rabbanan learned in the Braisa like this. His kachili b'kayze. A guy says to a woman, become a kodeshes to me with this cup. Now the question is like this. Does he mean the cup without what's in it? Does he mean the cup and what's in it? Or does he mean the cup and what's in it? Which one? Three possibilities. Does he mean the cup? Does he mean the cup and what's in it? Or does he mean the cup and what's in it? So it says like this. Tani Chad, the one braisa says, Boy ubameshe b'seichai. It's with the cup and what's in it. Meaning he means both. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. What happens if the cup is a half a pruta, and what's in the cup is a half a pruta? So together it's a pruta, right? Okay, you give an example. You give her a cup of water. The Gemara's going to say water is not necessarily true. A guy gives her a cup of juice. Okay? Here. Give her a cup of soda. Say, Hareyat Mukadeshasli with this cup. Okay? So questions like this. Does he mean the cup and what's in it? Does he mean the cup, not what's in it? Or does he mean what's in it and not the cup? Okay, so just in a practical case, if the cup is worth a half a pruta, and the soda is worth a half a pruta, right? So if he meant both together, then obviously it's a valid kedushin because he gave her a pruta. If he means the cup and not the soda, then he's not giving her a pruta. If he means the soda and not the cup, again, he's not giving her a pruta. Right? So, that's the key. So, Tanicha, the one braisa says, "Bay ubemashe b'seichi." She acquires the cup and what's in it. V'tani idach, another braisa says, "Bay v'lei b'mashe b'seichi." She acquires the cup, but not what's in it. V'tani idach, a third braisa says, "B'mashe b'seichi." What's in the cup v'lei bay, but not the cup itself. Okay, there's three possibilities, and there's braises that say each one. So the braises seemingly are contradicting each other, right? Because the guy in all three cases says the same thing. Become mekudeshes to me with this cup, right? So there's three opinions, seemingly. One is the cup and the water. One is the cup and not the water. One is the water and not the cup. So they seemingly different opinions. It's not a question. The difference is like this. Habamaya, when the cup is filled with water, okay, because water is so common, he meant the cup, not the water. Ha b'chamra, when it's filled with wine, then the wine, he means the third brisa, when in the cup is wine, the guy expects the cup to be given back. So therefore he never meant the cup, he just meant the wine. And the middle one is speaking b'tziyara with brine. Brine basically was a dip. He gave her a cup with a dip in it. Now, when it's a dip, you do use it slowly. Right? So therefore, nobody expects to get the cup back right away. They expect the cup to be kept by the person. So Gemara says like this. It's not an argument in the three cases. What the first case is speaking, when he gives her a cup of water, obviously he never meant the water. He meant the cup. The second case, when he says the cup and not what's in it, I'm sorry, what's in it and not the cup, that's speaking when he gives her brine. He gives her a dip. No, I'm sorry, wine. Right. When he gives wine, he wants the cup back. So he's only giving her the wine, not the cup. Then the wine needs to have a brew.
The last one was brine?
The third one that says both together, that's speaking with the brine and the cup together. Because then the customer is, you give them both.
If it's an expensive cup, you can't, even in the third case, you would want it back.
No, but you know that it's not, no, because he says his kachi is giving it to her. He's giving it to her.
If it's a becher, he would want it back?
If I give you, just to give you a simple case, I send you shalach manis in a silver tray full of fruit. Okay? And I send you shalach manis. Do you have to give me back the tray?
No.
Why not?
That was a gift.
What, the guy's doing kedushin here.
I don't know. The Benaisa started talking about what's
no. The shaila is, what does he mean? So normally the custom was in those days when you gave somebody a cup of wine, they would give the cup back.
That was
like by bikurim, yeah. We just learned in Rambam the dinim ilchus bikurim, right? When the poor man brought the bikurim in a wicker basket, in a cheap straw basket, the kohen kept it. When the rich man brought bikurim in a silver tray, the kohen had to give it back. And the Gemara says the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
But arguments don't belong here, because at first we said half a put of each. We said if the cup is half a pruta and contents is half a pruta.
No, the question is, what difference does it make? If each one individually has a pruta, she's still mekudeshes.
Half a pruta.
No, I'm saying, if the contents of the cup and the cup are both, it's individually a pruta, everybody holds it's a kedushin.
Right.
Here the Gemara is not talking about the monetary ownership of it. We're talking about kedushin, right? So if the wine is a pruta and the cup is a pruta, or the brine is a pruta and the cup is a pruta, or the water is a pruta and the cup, then in all cases everybody would say it's good.
Yeah,
okay. So here we're saying, though, the difference would be when each one is a half a pruta. So again, if you're saying that you look at what's in it, that means what in it has to be a pruta. If you look at the cup, then the cup has to be a pruta. We don't care what's inside it. If we're looking at both, both together need to be a pruta. Okay.
This thing has to be clear to her what he means when he's looking at
the cup? That's the Gemara's question. What does the guy mean when he says what he says?
I don't know. Why is that required him to say it clearly?
This is what he did.
This is what he did.
Now the question is, the woman is married or not? Is she an Eishes Ish that she needs a get or not? That's the question. Can you pass down the Gemara, please? That's the question.
Right.
If you would be clear, the Gemara wouldn't have a problem. If you would be clear, the Gemara wouldn't have a problem. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Im hita l'shvach areizim mekudeshes." Gemara says, "Here, Reb Shimon the Mishnah said that if a man said, become mekudeshes to me on the condition it's silver, and it ends up to be gold, which is better, so Reb Shimon holds the kedushin is valid because it's better. Chacham holds it's not better. It's not a valid kedushin." So now the Gemara is like this. But less Rab Shimon, doesn't Rab Shimon hold a din of Yayim v'nimsa chaymitz? If a guy, this is not only in by Kedushin, okay? This is a din generally in business, okay? If I say to you, I'm selling you wine. I'll give you a cup. I see here, I'm selling you a cup of wine for $10. And it turns out to be vinegar. Is the sale a sale or not a sale? Or, chaymitz v'nimsa yayin. Or, because this is a din in the Mishnah, okay? If a guy sells somebody wine, and it ends up to be vinegar, or vinegar, and it ends up to be wine, okay? Say to you, here's a cup of vinegar, and it ends up to be wine, not vinegar. The din is, shneyem yochelem lachzer bem. Both the seller and the buyer can each change their mind. I mean, if they obviously keep the agreement, it's fine if they both agree. But I'm saying, guy says, here's a cup of wine, and it happens to be vinegar. So either one of them could change the mind.
Even the seller.
The seller and the buyer, because it's not a legal transaction. Because there was a mekach tois, it was a mistaken sale. Because it's not good. I mean, is that what you sold?
False advertising.
False. It's not false advertising. It's false saying. It's not advertising. Nobody's advertising. It's a false sale. No, it's called mekach tois. It's mistaken. Yeah, it's void or null. They could both change their mind.
If it's intentional, then
what? Doesn't matter. So the guy's a crook, but I mean, the bottom line is they could both change their mind. Right? So the Gemara says, why? I look here, wine is better than vinegar. Right? So the guy says, I'm selling you vinegar, and it ends up to be wine, why can they both change their mind?
Because it needs vinegar.
Oh, so one's Almo, you see from there, why is, like you're saying, Ika de nichale bechala, some people would rather have vinegar, Ika de nichale bechamina, some people would rather have wine. You can't say because it's better or worse, you're forced to take it. For a guy, right now I need vinegar, I don't want wine. Wine is more expensive than vinegar, granted. But right now, I need a cup of vinegar. I don't need a cup of, I'm making a cake, I wasn't a cake, no. Making a salad, and I need vinegar. So, who's wine going to help me? When's it going to help me? So the question is, if that's the case, Hachanami also by Kedushin, Ika nichale bekasp. Some people, meaning the lady, would rather have silver. V'lei nichale bedavar. Right now, she doesn't want to have gold. Because she might want to fix jewelry of silver. You know, she might want a silver ring, not a gold ring. So the Gemara's question is, so why does Rav Shimon hold? And that Mishnah, by the way, seemingly, which is in Bava Basra, by buying and selling, everybody seems to agree with that Mishnah. That if I say to you, I'm selling you wine, it's vinegar, or vinegar and it turns out to be wine, both could change their mind. Why? You can't say because, well, this is better, I'm giving you something better, for sure you have to take it. That's not what he wants. He doesn't want that. So the Gemara is, so by Kedusha it should be the same thing. A guy says to the woman, Hareyat Mekadesh Asli, with this silver, and it ends up to be gold, which is better than silver. Rav Shimon says the Kedusha is good. Why? Maybe the woman doesn't want gold, maybe she wants silver. Right? Why does Rav Shimon know by Kedusha is good? Why is it different than a business transaction? So Gemara said like this. Amar Avsimi Barashi, he said like this. Ishtakhil Abaya, I found Abaya sitting, and he was explaining to Yavkim Ksaber Lelebrei. And Abaya was explaining the Mishnah, our Mishnah, to his son. Why does Rav Shimon say that if you made her a mistake for the good, the Kedushin is valid? Maybe she doesn't want it. He says, he's speaking a case like this. Kagayin Sha'amar Lishluchai Hivasani Dinishol Kesef. A guy says, in other words, the way the Gemara is going to learn now Rav Shimon's case in the Mishnah, it's not a regular case. A guy comes over to a woman and says, here's silver, and it turns out to be gold. The way the Gemara is learning now, going to learn now, even Rav Shimon would say that's no good. When does Rav Shimon say it's good? In a wacky case. What's the case? A guy comes over to a shliach. Okay, I'm going to make you a shliach to do kedushin for a woman, for me. And I say, do me a favor, lend me a silver dollar. Okay? V'leich v'kaddish li'isha, plainness. And go, do kedusha with this and this woman. So I come to you and say, do me a favor, lend me a silver dollar. No, that you take it, that you have it, and go be mekadesh that woman for me. V'holach v'hilva shilzov, and unbeknownst to the man, the shliach took gold and gave it to the woman. Okay? Now what happens like this. The woman was never told the guy wanted to give her silver. Okay? The guy says to the shliach, give me a silver dollar, lend me, I mean, they'll give it, because lend it to me and take it and be mekadesh that woman with it. The shliach went and lent the guy gold and gave it to the woman. So why does Rav Shimon say it's good and the Chachamim say it's no good? It says, Mar Savar, the Chachamim hold Kepeda. Because when the guy said silver, not the woman, when the man said, do take a, give me a dollar silver and do Kedusha with the woman, he meant silver and nothing else. So when the Shliach went and gave the woman gold, he became unshliacht because he didn't listen to him.
Even if the gold, silver, gold coin was the mashaliach?
Huh?
Even if
no, the man, the Baal,
yeah,
says to the guy, lend me a silver dollar.
Oh, and instead of lending him,
and instead of giving, he didn't say give it to me, because he basically, you lend me a silver dollar and take the money and be mekadesh that woman. Okay? And he goes, and what does he do? He gives a woman gold. She sees she's getting gold. She never heard the word silver. The question now, did the shliach do what he was told or not? Okay? Because I said to you silver, not gold. Okay? So now there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is, when I said silver, I meant silver. And when you did it with gold, that's not what I sent you to do. The other opinion says, Rav Shimon says, no. The man didn't mean silver only. He meant, do kedushin with the woman. You want to do it with gold is even better. The question is the Baal upset that the guy did gold instead of silver?
Of course, because now he's going to own him more.
But maybe the guy doesn't care. He may think he wants to get the woman.
But he is a puzzle.
Okay, we're going to learn later in the Gemara. If a guy says to a shliach, go me mekadesh Leia in Los Angeles. Says to the shliach, take this dollar, give him a dollar, whatever, a ring. He says, do kedushin for Leia in Los Angeles. And he comes to, is she not there? She happened to be in San Francisco. So the shliach, the agent, goes to San Francisco. Oh, he sees Leia. Oh, hadayat mekadeshes to that guy.
That's the good stuff I was going to ask you.
The din is, it's not a good kedushin. Because I told you Los Angeles. What happens though if I say, and this is very curious, the wording. What happens if I say, do me a favor, shliach, be mekadesh Leia for me. She is in Los Angeles. I didn't say be mekadesh Leia in Los Angeles. I said be mekadesh Leia, and she is in Los Angeles. Then the din is, even if he found her in San Francisco and did the kedusha in San Francisco, it's valid. Because I didn't tell you to do the kedusha in Los Angeles. I told you what's called Maramokim. I'm giving you a place where she is. I'm telling you where she is. Don't look in New York. Look in Los Angeles. But I didn't mean Dafka Los Angeles. But if I said, be Mekadesh Leia for me in Los Angeles, and you did it outside of Los Angeles, it's not a valid condition. By the way, this is a whole interesting Shaila. What happens if the guy says Los Angeles and he does a kedushin in Beverly Hills or Simcha Monica or West Hollywood?
Do you mean Los Angeles City or is it Los Angeles County?
So that would be another issue. That would be another issue.
But it's not enough to say Los Angeles. Huh? Yeah, Los Angeles could mean Los Angeles County.
What? And the first talk to me, tell me your problem.
Say that again. He did what again?
If a guy says to a shliach,
yeah.
Here's a ring. Yeah. Take my ring.
Okay.
Be mekadesh Leia in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And she's not in Los Angeles. She does it in San Francisco.
Okay.
The kedushin is not valid. Because he told her in L.A. What happens if he says though, be mekadesh Leia for me? She's in L.A.
So if he does it in Beverly Hills, that's not good either.
It's in Fort
Hills.
It wasn't
Fort
Hills.
No.
That's
Beverly Hills.
Right.
No, but I'm saying no. If you give a street address, you have to do it in the street address.
LaPerle,
by a lot of dinim, all these areas, the Monica, Beverly Hills, which are in L.A. County, they're right even for they say in the Ramesha Feinstein's name, that if you write Los Angeles, if you do a chup in Beverly Hills, and you write Los Angeles,
it's good.
No, they write it's good because it's L.A. County. It's still called Los Angeles. The bottom line, it's still called L.A.
Take a marriage license.
What?
I was
going
to say, today, Rabbanim don't accept this type of kiddushin where you send someone and point someone.
Why not? I mean, it's normally not done. We don't learn at the beginning. We learned it, mitzvah by yesim b'beshluchei. The beginning of the second paragraph, we learned. It's better to do it by yourself than through somebody else.
It's a ketubah, they don't mention that way. They say like Sherman Oaks.
Depends where they write it, no? It doesn't have to be where the chuppah is. It has to be where you wrote it.
How do we learn these dinim that the shliach has to do exactly the way the mashaliach says?
Because if not, he doesn't have a din of a shliach. The din of a shliach is, you're doing what I told you to do. But if you're not doing what I told you to do, how could you be my agent?
You basically accomplished what the shaliach said.
No, you didn't. I said do it in L.A. You did it in San Francisco.
She's
you didn't do it.
To you.
No, she's not. It's not a valid kedushin. If I say do a kedushin in L.A. and he does it in San Francisco, she is not mekudeshes. If I say do it in California, yeah, I'll be anywhere in California.
Shluchim learn in depth and I get him,
huh? No, you learn out from Truma. Kim Terim Gam Atem. Gam includes a shliach.
Have you had cases like this recently where people do this?
Three times a day. Today we don't do it. Today normally you do it straight away. But in the olden times, that's the way it was done. People used to send a shliach to do kedushin.
What's the benefit?
The first shidduch mentioned in Chumash. Yitzchok and Eliezer. Who did the kedushin? Eliezer was the shliach of Avram to do the kedushin. Adam and Chava, I don't think they made a shliach because there was nobody else around. So he had no choice but to do it himself. Anyway, so the Gemara's question is like this. By business, the Mishnah says in Bava Basra that if it's wine and vinegar, vinegar and wine, both could change their mind because one guy wants it, this one guy did. So how come Rav Shimon says it to l'shvach is mekodeshes? So the Gemara says, you're right. Speaking, the guy tells the shliach, the man, the chosen, tells the shliach, lend me a silver dollar and go do kedusha with this woman. And the guy went and took gold and did kedusha with the woman. Okay? The question is, did he mean silver and silver only, not gold? So then the kedusha would not be valid. Or do we say that no, if it was better than what the guy told you to do, then it's good. But if you told him silver and he gave copper, everybody would say it's not good. So the din of Rav Shimon, what Rav Shimon is quoted in the Mishnah, that if you made a mistake for the better, it's a good kedushin. It's speaking a case when the shliach was told to use silver and the shliach used gold. So Rav Shimon says in that case it's good. Because myself, one second, Mar Savar, and Rav Shimon by Yechoy holds, Madam Akumalei is Mary showing the agent the way to do it. But he didn't mean dafke. Only silver. Why did he say silver? He wanted to make his job easier. You know, silver was more accessible than gold. So he wanted to do it silver to make his job easier. But if he did with gold, he's fine with that also. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. The Gemara says, if you're talking about a case of a shliach, then the wording in our Mishnah is wrong. Our Mishnah is saying the word hiskachi li, become a kodesh is to me. If it's a shliach, hiskachi loy mi boy. It should have said, become a kodesh to him. What did our Mishnah say? a man gives a woman silver or gold, mixes it up, and he said, become a Kodesh to me. If you're talking about a shliach, how can you say, become a Kodesh to me? You don't have to become a Kodesh to him, to the guy that sent him. So obviously he can't be speaking by a shliach. And also the Gemara says, hit l'shvach means he tricked her for the better. Here the shliach didn't trick her. She never knew about the silver to begin with. She just got gold. You didn't trick her. She sees what she got. She got what she saw. So it should be hitahu l'shvach, that he stated, he misled the chosen with the wrong thing. Okay, so Rava says Abaya's definition is wrong. A Mishnah cannot be speaking by a case where the chosen sends a shliach and he says to give silver and instead he gives gold. In that case, it wouldn't be good. Because that can't be the case of the Mishnah. We don't know what the din would be. But it can't be the case of the Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, become a Kodesh to me. If he's going for, as a shliach for somebody else, he should have said, become a Kodesh to him. Not to you, because it's no good. Allah merav erav esim.
But anyway, Rabbi, isn't that make when he doesn't own the coin, is not his, it would be invalid anyway. Isn't that like he says, borrow me?
No, if I say, lend me a dollar, mm-hmm. or lend me a coin, and you give me the coin, it becomes mine. The case we learned before in the Gemara is when the man does it to the woman as a loan. But if I borrow a dollar from you, yeah, it's my dollar, and I give it to the woman, she's Mekadeshes.
Oh, I thought that money that he gives to the woman has to be...
When you borrow it, it's yours.
Is that right?
The money is yours. You have to give it back. I mean, you have to give it back, but it's yours. You don't have to give back the dollar.
Okay.
By the way, if I say to somebody, lend me your ring. See, a man wants to do kiddushin to a lady. Yeah? He does no ring. Calls over to another woman... says, do me a favor, lend me your ring. I want to do kedusha with the lady.
Oh yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah? And the lady gives him the ring. Yeah? It's his sister, yeah? He comes over to his sister. The guy wants to do kedusha with his wife. He doesn't have it. He comes over to his sister and says, hey sis, lend me your ring. Lend me your ring.
Not give me your ring.
No, lend me your ring.
Right.
And the man, the brother, takes the ring, gives it to the woman, and says it atmakadeshously. It's not a valid kedushin. It's not his ring.
It's not his ring. Yeah.
But he says, give me your ring. Uh-huh. And she gives it to him, then it becomes his.
It's the same way.
By the way, this case is pretty common today. A lot of times you have chasanis, the grandmother had a ring that she wants to give to the granddaughter, or the mother wants to give it to the daughter, yeah? But it has to belong to the chosen. It has to be the chosen's money. We learned that before, right?
Right.
But it's the mother's ring or the grandmother's ring. So what do? So they have to understand it's not a joke. What they do is they try not even to do the sale directly. The rabbi, this is what they usually do. The rabbi will buy the ring from the grandmother. He gives her a dollar and says, listen, I'm buying the ring from you. You're not lending, I'm buying it from you. Okay? And she gives him the ring and he picks it up, he acquires the ring. Then the rabbi sells it to the chosen.
Proper.
If he's a real rabbi, yeah.
What's wrong if he buys it directly from his grandmother?
Because then it looks like a joke. But like this, there's another agent in the middle that's actually going through a sale.
When he sent the shliach and he said, give me a silver coin, would that go be Mekadesh?
That's what he said. He's not saying give me, he said lending me. Lend me.
Lend me, so it shouldn't be good.
Why not?
He's only borrowing. It's not his.
Money!
You could borrow.
When you borrow money, you have to give back the same money?
It's not the ring. The ring is different.
You have to give back that money.
You have to give back that money?
No.
I'll lend you $5. You have to give me back the same $5 bill?
$5 bill. Any
$5. Why? What happens to the $5 you gave me?
Became mine.
Okay. By a ring, if I lend you my Gemara, you can't get me back a different Gemara. Right?
Why?
No, because it's not a loan. It's not a loan, no. That's the difference between halva, which milva lahitza and nitna, which we learned the Gemara before with Rav, why the Gedushin are valid. Because when I lend you money, that money becomes yours. You owe me $10. But you don't owe me this $10. When I give you a Gemara, you have to give me back the same Gemara. You can't give me back a different Gemara.
So when you borrow money, it becomes your possession?
Correct.
When you give it back?
It becomes yours. You have to give back $10, but not this $10. That $10 is yours.
That's very interesting.
Why?
It's very interesting. It's true. Okay, I got it.
If I say to you, lend me your pen.
I'm not arguing.
Can I give you back a different pen?
No.
Why not? If I say, lend me $5, I have to give back the same $5?
By the way, in terms of the pen, if it's a big, generic pen, you can give any big, generic pen.
Much? Not halachically. Halachically, you have to give back the pen. That's the difference between a shoyl and a leiva. A shoyl borrows the object, he has to give it back, the same object he borrowed.
Yeah, the pen may be full.
No, not even that.
It's a brand new pen.
It doesn't matter. You still have to give back the pen you borrowed. Unless the guy says, I don't care. You know what I mean? Then you can do whatever you want. But normally, you have to give back the pen that you borrowed. The Gemara you borrowed, whatever it is. A loiva, the guy that borrows money, no, it's only by money, by the way. When you lend, even by tzedakah, there's an interesting halacha. If I give you, you're going on a trip, yeah, I give you $5 to put in a pushka. Do you have to put that $5 in? You can put another $5. You don't have to put that one. Okay.
What about a dollar for mitzvah when you go to Israel?
Huh? That's
the same. Put the same dollar and then you have to go to Israel?
Tell the guy you have to give more. To Israel costs more to go. For tzedakah.
Doesn't have to be exactly that. My thinking at the time of the mikdash, it would be.
Whenever you gave out dollars, you gave that dollar to tzedakah, you changed it.
You didn't give that dollar.
I never gave you this dollar for tzedakah. No, the Rebbe gave you a dollar. You're not giving that dollar, right? You're giving another dollar, right? He gave you this dollar for tzedakah. Because it didn't is by money, it doesn't money, it's not the same money.
Mashenkin, when you made something hektish at the time of the mikdash, that money became heilig. You couldn't give it away.
Correct.
Nowadays, we don't have such thing.
Correct.
The ring case is more common. People, sometimes they lose the ring, so they have to get another ring from someone else.
Yeah.
I was at a hasna.
The guy lost... I was once at a wedding. Okay, we waited half an hour for them to get the ring. But I heard there was a case in New York. A guy didn't have a ring. So the Rav got Matona Menas Lahachzir. But over there is a whole different din.
What's that?
Matona Menas Lahachzir means, like by Lulav, you know, I give it to you as a gift, and the Ganeshin, you return it back.
Oh, you could do that.
So when I get, by Kedusha, you could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Because it's a gift. When it's given back, it's retroactively a gift. So then you did give the woman. If I give a ring to a woman, let's get technical. I give a ring to a woman for Kedusha, say that Magadashously, and she accepts it. Then I say, do me a favor, give it back. And she gives it back. She's giving you a present now.
I was at a wedding a few years ago and the guy forgot to bring the ring.
Yeah.
So he wanted to use a cousin's ring to give it to her so it would be Kaddish.
Yeah, but
he
had to.
It for $5.
He has to buy the ring, it has to become his.
I asked his shadow, you told me this is what they should do, and that's what they did.
That's
he
what
wanted
they did.
To just take it. If he would have just taken it without any money.
Well, if she gives it to him, but it's a gift. You don't. Money is not kain and metaltalim. We learned that. Remember, money does not acquire metaltalim. Metaltalim have to pick up and be kain with him. Okay. So anyway, Abaye's way of learning the Mishnah is problematic because according to Abaye, they're speaking when there's a shliach involved, right? And the question is, why is he saying he become a kiddush to me? He should say become a kiddush to the woman, or to him. I mean,
yes, you question.
What?
You said that if it's Leshevach, some people say it's okay. Does the Leshevach...
That's what Reb Shimon says, no?
if the city that he makes it in is better than the previous city, that the designated city, does work like that?
That's what the Gemara is saying. If it's Marim Mokim, if the guy is says, for what, is it, what, the question, what does he care? Okay? The answer is it doesn't matter. The guy's nuts. But the bottom line is he wants L.A. He doesn't want San Francisco.
But if San Francisco is better?
Doesn't matter. I want L.A. I'm telling you, be Mekadosh the woman in L.A.
Sentimental value.
Yeah, for sure. City of angels. Yeah. Not, because nobody's a mensch here. They're all angels. Okay, Ella Merav. So Rava learns differently than Abai. He says, Ani vari shebechabura, me and the lion of the group, Tagimina learned, explained the Mishnah differently. So right away the Gemara says, who is the lion of the group? Rabchia Barabin. Rabchia Barabin. So he says, he learns it differently. Until now the case was, the man made the shliach. The Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah differently. The woman made the shliach to accept the Kedushin. A woman said to the shliach, go and accept Kedushin for me from this and this guy. Sha'amali, who told me, his kachali bedina shokasef, become a Kedush to me with a dinar of silver. Bahalach, v'nasin lay dinar shalzov. But the chosin gave her shliach gold. Okay? Yeah, just explain one concept over here which is needed to understand. The shliach is instead of the person. You got to get this in our heads. When I send a shliach, the shliach is me. Okay? Correct? So if I send a shliach to do kedushin with a woman, it's me who's going. Until the kedushin is done, until the woman gets the money, she is not mekudeshes. Okay, that's clear. The shliach is just me. If a woman sends a shliach to accept her kedushin, that shliach is the woman. So the second the shliach gets the money, the woman becomes mekudesh. She got the money because the shliach is her. Okay? Here the case is like this. A woman says to her shliach, do me a favor. Go to Yankel and take the kedushin for me. And he said, he's going to give me a dinar of silver for the kedushin. So the woman says to the shliach, get the silver dollar for kedushin. The chosin, instead of giving a silver dollar of silver, gives a silver dollar of gold. So now the question is the woman happy with that or not? Because what did she tell the shliach? I want you to get silver from the guy. What did he get instead? Gold. Okay? Which is better than silver. So Rava says this is the argument in the Mishnah. The first opinion says it's not a good Kedushin. Gold is better than silver. But she told the guy silver. Right? What did she tell the guy to get? Silver. Instead, the guy came back with gold. So it's not a valid Kedushin. Rav Shimon holds, it is a valid Kedushin. Because what did the Shliach get? Not worse, but he got better. So Rav Shimon holds, it's a good Kedushin.
A woman could make a Shliach,
right? A woman can make a Shliach.
A woman cannot be a Shliach.
She could.
A woman could be a Shliach herself.
Yeah, a woman could bring a get. A woman could be a Shliach.
If there's an argument that if it is acceptable or not, then let's say that she assumes that it's not, and he says that it is. Does she need a get or she doesn't need a get? And which rabbi, because there is argument of which, is that the case like that?
So there are guidelines. If there's an argument, Chacham and Rav Shimon, Allah is like the Chacham, not like Rav Shimon. Doesn't matter what she thinks.
Chacham goes based on the Chacham.
Right.
Which means that it's what she intended to receive.
It's even if she said, right. Now, because she said silver and the shliach got gold, it's not going to be good. Okay, let's see an insight. Gain Shah, what?
Does this case also fit the other cases in the Mishnah? I'm Ashir, I'm another.
All through a shaliach.
Everything says through them.
In other words, they're learning the Mishnah that is all going through a shaliach. Okay. It says like this, going Sha'amar Hid Lashlucha, lady says to her shliach, Teve Kabul Kedushim Replani, go accept Kedushim for me, from this and this man. Sha'amar Hid, who previously said to me, His Kachli Bedina Shokasiv, I'll give you a silver dollar. V'halach V'naisin Dina Shulzov, and the husband, the Chosin, instead of giving the shliach a silver dollar, gave her a gold dollar. So Mar Savi, the Chachamim hold, K'peidah, the woman meant silver, she didn't want gold. So when the guy, the husband, gives the shliach gold, it's not a good kedushin, because that's not what she wanted. Well, Mar Sava Reb Shimon says, Mar Amokim Huloi. She only didn't mean only silver. She said, take silver. If he gives gold, it is even better.
I know she said that.
There's no question that's what she said. That's what the shliach heard her say. We're not doubting what she said. That's another issue. if we don't know what she said, that's another issue.
But it says here, she meant for you to accept only a silver coin, nothing else. So if he gave a gold one, that's not good.
No, that's the first opinion.
Yeah.
You're right. The Chachamim hold, because she said silver, she meant silver and nothing else. Yeah. But the other opinion says, Madam Akimulay, he just said, go do it. So she said silver, he gives gold, it's also good.
How do you know
she
meant silver?
She said silver.
Yeah, but then he gave her gold. So one rabbi says it's good, and the other rabbi says no.
Right, the question, did she mean only silver?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, that's the argument. Did she mean only silver, or she didn't mean only silver? As she said silver, that was just whatever, so to speak, yeah, whatever.
You don't know that.
You come to somebody's house. You want a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to drink? Whatever, water. Yeah?
So he gives a Coke.
And he give you a Coke.
Okay.
No. Are you going to be upset? Okay, so you didn't mean water. You mean water. They give you a soda. It's a soda. I mean, what's the big deal?
But in this particular, it's a different situation here.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, Umay Nimtza, the Mishnah's expression is, it was found out to be gold. What do you mean found out? That's what he gave. It's speaking the Katsaya Biblisa. The Chosin wrapped the coin in a shmata. So when the woman got it, that's when she found out that it was gold.
After it was handed.
After it was handed, she opened it up and she saw.
Wow, it's gold.
Whoa, it's gold, yeah. In other words, because she didn't know what it was. The Gemara's question is, if the guy gave the shtir gold, so what do you mean it was found to be gold? He gave gold. The answer is he gave it wrapped. So they found out later that it happened to be gold.
That just clarifies that lashon.
Correct. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, Abai is going to say, there's a bunch of rabbis, including Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, that say, when people say something, they don't mean exactly what they said. They mean just like Mara Malkum, we're just telling you approximately where it is, or what, you know. So he says, Amr Abaye, Abaye said like this. Okay, second line to the end of the page. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Elazar, these three rabbis. Kula Sfira, all these people, three people maintain that Mara Malkum, when a guy tells his shliach to do something, he doesn't mean exactly what he says. He means he's just showing him the way. You know, so to speak, go do it. So he says, Rav Shimon, Hodamon, that's the case of our Mishnah, right? That when the lady says, get the silver, and the guy gave gold, she doesn't care. What's the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel? There's a Mishnah like this. Get poshut, edv miteche, mekush, edv miachudov. This is what's called open documents and closed documents. Okay, what do you need? Okay, there's a din like this. Even though it's not only by a get, but this is primarily by the din of a get. Kayanim, any Kayanim here today? No. Kayanim have bad tempers. That's what the Gemara says. Kayanim are very bad-tempered people. And in the time of the Gemara, you have to understand, if a Kayan divorces his wife, he cannot remarry her, because he can't marry a divorcee, even if it's his own divorcee. So, many times, and don't forget, in the old times, people were able to give a get against the world. They were able to go to Bezdin. The guy got angry at his wife. He was able to go to Bezdin, write a get and throw it at her. And she was divorced. Okay? Today it doesn't work. So, when a Kayan would come to Bezdin, normally a get, okay? A get, the sefer writes the get. And at the bottom of the get, the two witnesses sign the get. Okay? It's an open document. Okay, and the witnesses signed the get. When a Kohen would come to Bezdin, years ago, not now, when a Kohen would come to Bezdin to write a get, Bezdin was afraid the guy had a temper tantrum, and right now he's very nervous, and in an hour the guy's going to calm down, and he's going to not be able to undo what he did, okay? So they would make an extended, complicated get. What would they do? They would write a line, fold it over. A get has 12 lines. A normal get has 12 lines in the Hebrew writing, okay? They would write a line, they would fold it over. The witnesses would sign on the back of the fold. Then they would write another line and fold it, and another. You know what I mean? To stall time, that the guy should try to calm down to change his mind before he gives the get.
Why didn't they just say, come back tomorrow?
Because Bezdin didn't do it in those days. The guy wanted to write a get. Bezdin wrote the get. Okay? So now, there's a din that's called get mekusher. Get mekusher means a tied get, meaning it's folded. Okay? Get poshut means a simple, open get. Okay? So now, a get poshut, a normal open get, the witness is signed inside. Like we said, the bottom of the document, the witnesses sign. By a get mekusher, when you fold the get, so the witnesses are signing on the outside, right? You write a line, fold it, and the witnesses sign. So they're signing on the outside of the paper, not on the inside of the paper. Okay. Now, what happens if you switched the signatures? Meaning, on an open get, they wrote it on the back, and on a closed get, they wrote it on in the front. Okay? That's what this din is talking about. Get poshut, a simple get, meaning open document, the Mishnah says, Eid of Miteche. The witnesses are written inside. Mekusher, okay, what happens? It's a folded get, which was done basically, as Rashi explains here, for Kayanim. Eid of Miachud of the witnesses would be on the back. Okay? Now, what happens, Poshut Shekos of Eid of Me'achudov, what happens if an open document, the witness is signed on the back? Or, Mekusha Shekos of Eid of Me'teche, or a tied get, that the witnesses are supposed to sign on the back, they signed in the front, the din is, Shneihem Psulim, they're both Pasul. Such a document is not kosher. Okay? Okay, the Chanina ben Gamliel Aimer, the Chanina ben Gamliel says like this: Mekusher she kosvu eid of miteche. He differentiates between the two gets, and he writes: if it's a tied get that normally the witnesses are supposed to sign in the back, and they signed in the inside, he said that's kosher. Why? She yochol lasei si poshet, because all you have to do is not sew the fold, and then just open it up. You open it up, it would be good. Okay? But the other way, in other words, something like this. The Chachamim say, there's three opinions in this Mishnah. The first opinion of the Chachamim say, Poshut has to be inside, Mekusher has to be outside. The signature, right? Open document has to be in the front, the folded document, the signatures have to be in the back. If it's switched, it's not good. That's what the Chacham knows. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says, no. If it's an closed get, you know, the folded get, that you signed inside, it's kosher. Why? Because all you have to do is open it up, and the witness is, then it becomes a get portion. Then it becomes an open get, right? That the witnesses could sign inside. But if it's a folded get, that the witnesses sign inside, that's no good. Okay? Then he says, Reb Shim Gamliel Eimer, Reb Shim Gamliel says, Hakol Kemineg HaMedina. Whatever the law of the land is, that's what it is. Okay? Meaning, sounds like this. Reb Shim Gamliel, the Gemara says in Babasa, it's not exactly going on the two previous opinions. Reb Shim Gamliel says like this. When a guy says to somebody, write a document, and he doesn't tell him exactly how to do it, he does, what should he do? He does what the minig of the country is. The minig of the place.
Should he, you mean the writer? What should he do?
I say to you, well, yeah, it could be a sefer also, it doesn't matter. I say to you, write a document for me. Right? I don't tell you if it's pashut or mekushet, if it's straight or folded. I don't tell you what to do. What should you do? Obviously, if I gave you specific instructions, you have to follow the instructions. But I don't tell you how to do it. I just tell you do it. How are you supposed to do it? Halacha says, Reb Shim Gamliel says, you do it according to the minhag of the Medina. If the minhag of the Medina is to do it this way, you do it this way. If you do it this way, you do it that way. Okay? So the Gemara says, Avina, but we ask the question, Tanakama, less a minhag of Medina. Of course, the Tanakama also is a minhag of Medina. I mean, that's the way you do things. If you don't give specific instructions, you do it the way people do it. V'amar Ravashi, so Ravashi answers, he says like this. What happened is, he's speaking a case, Ba'asir Danehige B'poshut. It's speaking a place where the custom was to write an open document. And the guy made him a kusher. He didn't do what the minig of the place was. Or, Ba'asid and Ehigab and Makushin, in that place they were the custom was to write a document folded. And he did it the simple way, the open way. So he says like this, Kula Amalei Pliga Devadik Pedam. Of course it's no good. Because he did it against the custom of the country. If the custom of this city, a guy says to Shliach, okay, go write the document. And in this place, they only do open documents. And the guy did it, fold the document, it's no good. Because he's not listening to what the minig is. Right? That everybody would agree with. Ki pligi, the argument is like this. It's speaking about a place that does both. Folded and regular. And he said to me, make it a simple gestalt. You know, the open document. And the other guy did it folded. Meaning, Ravashi learns the argument of that Mishnah and Bava Basra about the documents. He's speaking like this. This place does it both ways. Sometimes they do it folded, sometimes they do it straight. Open. The guy says to the Shliach, I want you to do it open. And the guy did it folded. Okay? Very simple case. He says, write a document for me open. And the guy did it folded. Okay? Now, which one's easier to write? Open is easier. So the question is like this. When I told you open, write open, which you didn't. You wrote folded. Did I mean only open? Well, I don't care. I just wanted to make it easier for you. And I said, do it open. But the country does both. The city does two types of documents. Closed and open. I told you, do me a favor, write this get open. Get, by the way, means a document, not only a get. Write this document open. You went and rolled it folded. So the question is that a legal document or not? Because the question is like this. When I said open, did I mean only open? Or did I mean, no, I don't care. I want to make it easier, you do it that way. Okay? Over there, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's marim makim, it's good. Because when he said open, he didn't mean dafka open. Hakol kaminig ha-medina. What does kaminig ha-medina mean? The minig is to do it both ways. Either way he did it is good. He told him open. He didn't mean dafka open. He said, I'm the open because it's easier for you to do open. I'm going to tell you to do it open. You do it closed, it's also good. He doesn't care.
So again, Rav Shimon would say that it's open.
It would be good. Better. Right. And the Chachamim say no. If he said open, he meant open. What do you see from here, though? That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that when a guy says something, he just doesn't mean exactly what he says.
So closed is, it used to be exclusive to the Kohanim?
Well, there's no other reason to write a get like that, yeah.
But you said sometimes the minhag of the country could be.
But again, it could be any document. A get in Gemara is not only a get, it could be any document, it's called get.
So because it's the opinion that it's not the opinion of the Chacham, it's not Halach?
Right. So the same thing over here, Rav Shimon holds also. When the lady said, "Become, get my kedushin for me, the silver dollar," and the guy got gold, so the Chachamim hold, when he said, like here the Chacham, when he said silver, he meant silver. When he said open, he meant open. Right? The other opinion, Rav Shimon or Rav Shimon Gamliel, they say he said open, but he didn't mean open. He said silver, but he didn't mean silver.
That's okay.
Yep. Chacham said no. When the guy said open, he meant open. When the guy said silver, he meant silver. And it's not okay. Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense to go by the Chacham because there's no mistake. I mean, everything has to be very clear.
The question is this woman married or not? Is she an Eish Yesish?
No, I'm just saying Chacham made it. All the Chacham agreed on this type of opinion because there's no suffix. That's why it became a lot.
But what happens if the guy did it? Is this woman married or not?
No, the Chacham don't accept that. It's not us.
So Chacham said no, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says it is good. Rav Shimon Mishnah says it is good. The halacha, because the halacha is like the majority opinion, but according to Rav Shimon, she's an eshes ish. He's still playing games with an eshes ish. It would be mamish an eshes ish. If she committed adultery, huh?
At the time of the Rav Shimon Raichai. Even people in his city, people wouldn't agree.
That's a whole shot. Let's finish up the next piece of going. The third opinion that says when you say something you don't exactly mean it is Rabbi Lazar. The Tanya, it says like this. This is the case we mentioned before. Ish Shamra, a lady that said to Shliach, his kabbali giti mi ma complaini. Go bring my get from L.A. That's what the lady said to the Shliach. Go get my get in L.A. The kibbal al giti mi ma kamachet. And the guy went to San Francisco and got a get. The din is, pasul is not kosher. That's not a kosher get. Rabbi Lazar says it's good. The guy said L.A. He didn't mean L.A. He meant anywhere. He just told him, by the way, Bobby, do it in L.A. But if he did it somewhere else, he really doesn't care. Says Marim Malkum Olay. So Abaye said, these three opinions say a guy doesn't mean what... The lady says L.A., it doesn't mean L.A. The lady says silver, it doesn't mean silver. The lady says, the third case, with the open get, you know, open, he said open, he didn't mean open. He meant, either way, as long as you get it done. Okay.